Now live from Whitney Media, 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com, this is the Darryl Davis Program.
A boy's born in hot time, Mississippi.
The Darryl Davis Program presents a variety of guests, political commentary, and issues of concern to the rich and poor of Westchester County and beyond. And you can join the conversation at 914-636-0110. Now, well-known community activist Darryl Davis.
As things continue to heat up in Ferguson, I can't help but think of Malcolm X's famous quote, "Boss, I can't stop it because I didn't start it." Welcome to the Darryl Davis Program. You know, these uprisings currently going on in Ferguson, and understand that it's very dangerous there. Peaceful demonstrators have been attacked, brutalized. Just recently, in fact, I think it was Wednesday, several reporters over the course of these uprisings, a monitor from the National Lawyers Association was arrested. You know, people who go there to observe, to make sure that people's rights are not being violated, even they are being arrested. Amnesty International just put out a report saying that human rights violations were committed in Ferguson. And so you have all of these abuses, constitutional abuses against peaceful demonstrators. And there's something very telling here that we should not lose sight of. Before things got to where they are, think about it. Jesse Jackson went there. Al Sharpton went there. And see, you know, someone was, you know, a friend of mine was ragging on Al Sharpton to me a couple days ago. And I said, listen, I'm not mad at Al Sharpton. I just understand that he's not really part of the movement anymore. Reverend Sharpton is very much a journalist, and there's nothing wrong with that. My problem is when Jesse and Al are sent into communities to, quote, calm things down, and things get calmed down, and then the killings continue. The poverty does not get addressed. The racism does not get addressed. The police brutality does not get addressed. And that's my issue with Jesse and Al Sharpton at this point in their careers. And so we have, this uprising going on in Ferguson. And now the world is taking notice. Now, some people say, well, Darryl, you know, it sort of sounds like you're for violence. No, we wouldn't be having this conversation if I wasn't against violence, but I'm against all violence, including police violence. And see, these things, you know, the riot, so-called riot commission was impaneled after the riots in the 60s. The president appointed a commission to investigate the causes of these riots and these uprisings. And they came back and said, wherever there's poverty and wherever there's inferior housing, substandard housing, and add police brutality and police abuse to that, you will have these uprisings. And so what happens? It goes back to the president, and he vetoes it. This commission actually made recommendations on how to avoid these things in the future. And so I am against violence, but I'm against violence against everybody. I'm against unnecessary violence. And what's going on in Ferguson and nationally, in America, in regards to police community relations, is off the charts. It is a national epidemic, and that is why we've been calling for congressional hearings. It's not enough to march and picket. You know, you have to do the work between these demonstrations. And in the next segment, I'm going to talk about a protest we just held in White Plains Wednesday, the 22nd. For National Police Brutality Day. And, you know, I want to report why we did what we did and what our next moves are. But the point is, you can't just be an ambulance chaser and expect change. You can't just put out fires or wait for the next body. You have to be organizing and educating people on these issues between these crises. And so when I look at Ferguson and I see these uprisings, and as sad and tragic as it is, unfortunately, it seems to be the only way that the world and the nation stands up and takes notice. Glaring weakness with American democracy. It should never have to come to that. It should never have to come to that. And by the way, before we start, you know, judging people of color, we all do social media. And I know y'all saw the social media stuff about the so-called pumpkin riots when white folks were rioting at some big pumpkin demonstration that they have. And on social media, people were they were being, you know, ironic, saying, oh, they're animals and they must have done some, all the stuff that America says about us. What did they hope to accomplish by burning down their own property? You know, it was ironic, and it should have been educational, because we have to hear that. We have to hear that every time one of our innocent loved ones is shot down. And we're going to force this nation to take action and stop this. Now, again, and I've said this before, it's us now, but eventually it's going to be you. And we're seeing that. We're seeing that with reporters in Ferguson. We're seeing that with, you know, monitors, people who are just there to watch and not even participate. And they're being brutalized and arrested. And so, you know, as this thing in Ferguson heats up, and the reason I keep saying heats up, looks like they're setting the stage to let yet another cop go. And, you know, some people say, well, you know, the evidence shows that Mike Brown was shot at close range, which supports the cop's argument that there was a struggle for the gun, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm not going down that road with you. See, because the issue that I've been raising on this program is not always these life or death split second decisions. My issue is, why are there so many cops in our communities instead of jobs and decent housing and business opportunity and economic development and after school programs and childcare? See, there's the issue. The issue is that these communities are neglected. And by the power structure, and when you organize, now mind you, since the Ferguson uprising started, voter registration in Ferguson has gone up 30%. Why? Because the residents there are saying, let's vote in someone who's going to appoint a police chief, you know, or a mayor and council who will address our issues. And by the way, as you know, to me, voting is a weapon for progress, but not the weapon or the only weapon. But in many cases, in many communities, it is a very powerful tool that we should take advantage of. Now, that said, this cop may or may not get indicted. Things may get uglier. They may not. But, you know, again, understand that the real issues here are that we are occupied communities. And other communities before us, remember, we weren't always at the bottom. There were people who came to this country at different parts of the century, white immigrants that were given economic opportunities. They addressed poverty, not with police. In fact, they let them become police, you know, and they formed the YWCA and Child Protective Services to protect white kids from abuses at the hands of white parents. All of these institutions, it was a time when charities were thriving. You know, they got together and they took care of their impoverished. And now fast forward to our time, it's our turn for a safety net. We get called welfare queens, lazy, get a job, pull yourself up. Double standard. And you know, poverty is one thing, but seeing your loved one shot dead unnecessarily day after day after day, and then being blamed for that, as if, you know, these stereotypes that we're stupid, that we're going to attack police and just force them to kill us for no reason. These are stereotypes, and enough is enough. Yeah, I want to invite folks, go to DarrellDavisRadio.com. You can catch past programs on that website. podcasts, and I want to point out that I also, my radio programs also appear on a service called Podomatic. And usually what I do is you can go right to my website and get to Podomatic, but sometimes I just put it directly on Podomatic. And so you can go Podomatic/Darryl Davis, and you can catch last week's program, the show from weeks before. You know, so I invite you to go there and check out the programs. And then also always asking people to send me Facebook requests. My page is not so much a personal page as it is a movement page. And so I approve everybody, friends, enemies, spies. Everyone is welcome. You know, we have nothing to hide. Our program is out there for all to see. So do that. Send me a friend request and you're approved. In the upcoming segment, I want to talk about the rally that we had this past Wednesday in absolutely terrible weather. And honest to God, people blew away. It was so bad. The weather, it was just nasty. It was pouring, raining. The wind was gusting, and some of our protesters left because they blew down the street. But anyway, I'm going to talk about why we had that and what the next move is after this. You're listening to the Darryl Davis program on WVOX Worldwide. And you can bet he barely makes a dollar. His mother goes to scrub the floors for many. And you best believe she hardly gets a penny.
With business news at 20 minutes past the hour, every hour, here's the latest update from the Fox Business Network on WVOX Worldwide.
20 after 5.
From the Fox Business Network. Need an excuse for a road trip? Well, I've got one. You're paying a lot less at the pump. The national average for a gallon of gas is now down to $3.07. That is the lowest price we've seen since early 2011. And get this, about half of U.S. gas stations are selling gas for less than $3 a gallon. Meantime, new home sales hitting a six-year high in September, but it's not all that great news. Sales for August were revised down sharply, in fact, from the initial estimate. So kind of a wash. UPS delivering some good news for the economy. It's expecting an 11% increase in December shipments. The company says that it plans to hire up to 95,000 seasonal workers to handle that workload. And an historic day for Twitter. Britain's Queen Elizabeth II sending out her very first tweet. The message about a new museum went out before noon London time on the official British monarchy feed. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Neil Cavuto.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy salutes caregivers everywhere. The ones who aid an aging parent or nurture a sick child. The fact is, we are all caregivers at different times. And your local Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with encouragement and expert guidance in good times and bad. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is WVOX at 1460 for Crestwood, Mount Vernon, and the Bronx. WVOX.
Back to the Darryl Davis program on 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com. Join Darryl and his guests at 914-636-0110. Once again, well-known community activist Darryl Davis.
We're back, folks. You're listening to the Darryl Davis program on WVOX Worldwide. Before the break, I was talking about Ferguson and how, as tragic as these uprisings are, it seems to be, certainly seems to be avoidable if we can get America moving in that direction, and tragically seems to be the only time that any action is taken. All right, we're going to go to the phones. Hello, you're on the Darryl Davis program.
Hey, Darryl, how you doing? Great show there.
Thank you.
Yes, actually, this is A.J. Woodson. I actually wanted to just make a comment real quick.
Sure.
If you don't mind.
Not at all.
I wanted to invite you to our show, because I know you probably saw the article we wrote about, you know, the comment that you made about the council person, the councilman Richard Thomas, saying that he called for the mayor's resignation, and you had said that you read it in Black Westchester, which we had never read it.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and wrote an article, but we also sent you an email inviting you to our show because I want to create some kind of dialogue. I don't want to just leave it there.
Yeah.
So I figured I'd call your show and I would invite you to our show and create some kind of dialogue between the two of us.
Yeah, cool. Well, let me just say this. I don't have a problem going on anybody's show. And what I have a problem with is getting an email, you know, I think it was on a, was it Sunday or getting an email from your partner, co-host, say the headline of the title of the email is your show. So then it says, Brother D, thanks for the opportunity to speak on your show. I hope we can continue the conversation. I think there's a need for dialogue on the state of black politics in Westchester and their responsibility. You are always welcome to come on our show. Now, that's not an invitation to me. Okay. And you know what I'm saying? And so I get these invitations all the time. And occasionally I say, yeah, I'd like to come on. But nowhere does this say, you know, and you guys didn't even give me an opportunity to respond. I don't always get back the same day somebody sends me an email because I get a lot of emails. So I felt like, you know, less than a day, you know, a day later, you guys launched this freaking personal attack on me. That's not good
Now, I will speak to that, though. I can't speak to the conversation in the email. But I got, when I was working, and I got, like, several phone calls talking about, we said that the councilman was calling for the mayor's resignation, that we were calling for the mayor's resignation, that Daryl did. I was like, yo, I don't even know this guy. And I listened to your show afterwards, so I wanted to make sure that you actually did say that. So, yes, I personally wrote that. I felt, to be honest, you were talking about crabs in a barrel, and you were talking about, you know, people taking each other down. And we're an upstart, you know, voice of the community. And it kind of felt like a slight, like you were trying to tear us down, like throwing
yeah,
us.
Yeah, okay.
Like you told the councilman, you know, you apologized, and you said,
Right.
That you didn't say it. But then you said, you know, after your apology, but we read it in Black Westchester because directly quoted.
But bro,
and I'm like, whoa, so he just threw me under the bus.
Yeah.
Like, I look like an irresponsible, you know, I'm a journalist by nature. This is what I do. I used to write for the Amsterdam News.
Right.
Write for the Village Voice. This is what I do. So
yeah.
That's my credibility. I took that as a personal attack.
Yes.
Maybe it shouldn't have been that, but that's what I did.
Okay. But see, I feel you. You know what I'm saying? Because as a journalist, you know that all week, people are calling you with tips. People are putting newspapers in front of you. What are you going to say about this? What about? Occasionally, that happens. And then the person calls you and says, hey, bro, you know, we didn't say that. And I say, oh, no problem. I'll clear it up. But you guys launched this vicious personal. It wasn't even about the issue. It was a self-proclaimed activist. What? Come on, man.
I did write that. I mean, like, you know, I'm a man. I'm a stand, you know, what I do, I'm a stand
but,
by what
but,
I did.
But
I felt that what you did was an attack on me. Whether it was,
well, I'm sorry,
it
really wasn't.
Because of the phone calls that I kept getting.
Yeah.
And they just kept building. And then I'm like, okay, so you're just, you know, you're painting us to be irresponsible.
But I don't agree with that.
Piece of journalism.
No.
You know, like,
I don't think I did that. I mean, all it would have took was just like Richard called and said, hey, man, I didn't say that. See, Richard Thomas is a friend of mine. As a matter of fact, while I was still on the air, after he called, he texted me while I was still on the air. And then when I got off an hour later, he called me again so that we can talk more about building Mount Vernon, taking it in a positive direction. And we're all human, bro. You know, and so we have to give people an opportunity. And that's why, you know, and then you put the article in my inbox on Facebook to make sure I seen it. And that's okay.
You know what? If I write something that has anybody's name,
yeah,
I am not going to. I'm going to make sure they see it.
Bro,
that's just the way I get down.
It's okay.
But I felt it was responsible for me to call you.
Yeah. No, it's fine. This is all good.
You and I personally don't know each other.
Right.
And I was like, let's start some kind of dialogue.
Yeah, but Damon knows
me. You know what I'm saying? And, you know,
bro,
where it goes from there. You know,
brother. Damon knows me. Damon has been on this show 5 or 6 times. Damon should have gave me the benefit of the doubt. This email looked like disingenuous. Hey, bro. You know, like he called in. We had our little thing. Good radio. I thought that was the end of it. You know, he sent me an email. I took it as, hey, everything's cool. One day maybe I will come on your show. But that was not an invitation. And you have to be honest about that. That's not an invitation. An invitation say, hey, you want to come on my show next week or the week after or pick a date? Not we.
The only thing I think both of us, and I don't speak for other people, I was on Bob Marone's show Tuesday, and I said, and he asked me about it, and I spoke about it, and I said where we differ is I believe I don't believe anybody gets a pass just because they're black. I don't care if you're an elected official, a police officer, a radio show, anybody. But I think we should be harder. We should hold our own more accountable.
Yeah, that's okay.
Some people might have an agenda, but to me, that's what it looks like. They're calling for accountability. And I was like, the whole crabs in a barrel analogy, I thought, was a bit over the top.
Yeah.
So I was like, just for calling for accountability, they're crabs in a barrel? No, they're calling for accountability.
Yeah, but,
and, I believe there should be some kind of accountability. I just came from a press conference at City Hall where two police officers just shot a emotionally disturbed person nine times. Well, they shot nine times, they only hit him seven times.
Yeah.
And the officer who did it, when they withhold his name, is an officer that he's cost the city almost $1 million in lawsuits. And, you know, I went there to make sure that there was accountability. That's what I believe we're supposed to do. You know, we have to police our own. You know, we talk about the police and situations. If we policed our own situations like they used to, there would be a lot less for outside people to come in and dictate what goes on in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason. That was where I differ a little bit with you.
Differ. That's beautiful. We can differ. I'm just saying that we don't launch person. I would never attack you like that. As you said, we never met. I don't know you. Damon, I don't agree with Damon on a lot of stuff.
What I told Richard.
Go ahead.
I felt that I was the new kid at school, and you're the first person that challenged me. So I had to come back.
I hear you.
Everybody else knew not to come at me again. And I'm going to be honest, because I stand by what I did.
That's fine.
And maybe
fine.
It was
That's
unnecessary,
fine.
But I felt an example had to be made that you're not going to just speak about Black Westchester and say stuff that's not true and not get checked. That was my intention all the way. And again, you know, you were the first person that ever came and said I wrote something out of it or said something negative. So I was like, oh, we going to stop this. Ain't nobody else coming at us like this.
Brother, can you stick around for a few more minutes? I got to take a commercial break.
Not a problem. All right.
Hang on. We'll be back shortly. You're listening to the Darryl Davis Program on WVOX Worldwide.
And you can bet. His mother goes to scrub the floors for Minnie, and you best believe she hardly gets a penny.
With world and national news three times an hour, here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Pat O'Neill. Chaos at a high school in Washington State today. Police say a gunman who was a student opened fire in a school cafeteria at Marysville-Pilchuck High School north of Seattle.
At this point, we are confirming that there are two deceased, that our officers have swept the building and buildings, and that we are doing a second check through those.
Marysville Police Commander Rob Lamoureux says one of the two people dead was the gunman. One of his victims also died, and four students who were injured were taken to area hospitals.
Three had head wounds and were kept here. One had lesser wounds, I believe, to the jaw.
Dr. Joanne Roberts with the Providence Regional Medical Center in Everett, Washington. Police say they're confident there was only one gunman, again, two dead, at a high school shooting in Washington State, about 30 miles north of Seattle. This is a Fox News alert.
It's one of the most acclaimed musicals of all time, a classic of the American musical theater. It's Rodgers and Hammerstein's immortal South Pacific, and it's on stage now at the Westchester Broadway Theater. South Pacific, the captivating love story set on a tropical island paradise amidst the harsh realities of World War II, has an extraordinary score that includes some of Rodgers and Hammerstein's most memorable Broadway hits, like I'm Gonna Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair, There's Nothing Like a Dame, and of course, Some Enchanted Evening.
I'm gonna wash that
South Pacific is one of the most sweeping and romantic musicals of all time, and a show you will not want to miss. And as always, you'll enjoy a delicious dinner before the show, served right at your table with a choice of six entrees, including prime ribs of beef, all for one low price, and the parking is free. Order tickets online at BroadwayTheater.com or call 914-592-2222. That's 914-592-2222. Make your reservations early for what is sure to be one of our biggest hits ever, the long-awaited return of Rodgers and Hammerstein's South Pacific, now on stage at the Westchester Broadway Theater.
An all-new empire has arrived with the newest and most popular slot themes, including Michael Jackson, Sex and the City, and The Hangover. Craps, Roulette, and Baccarat complete the all-new high-energy gaming floor. A new Ducas Studio creation features classic American and international dishes with a twist, and dozens of New York brews on tap. Roll into Alley 810, our new Ultra Lounge featuring two bowling lanes, premium cocktails, and live DJs. Watch your favorite team at Dan Rooney Sports Pub, and while you're there, try the award-winning burger. Live shows, exciting promotions, and great rewards are waiting for you. The all-new, all-fun Empire City Casino is located just minutes north of Manhattan with easy access from the 2 and 4 train and Metro North. Let's play!
And now with your latest up-to-date forecast, here's Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather, exclusively on WVOX Worldwide.
Forecast Westchester County and the vicinity for the overnight hours, partly mostly clear. Our lows will fall back into the middle 40s. On Saturday, it will be mostly sunny through the afternoon. Our highs will climb into the middle 60s. Partly to mostly cloudy at night, slight chance of a sprinkle. Lows into the upper 40s. Continued mostly sunny, breezy weather on Sunday. Sunday's highs into the middle 60s. Monday, continued abundance of sunshine into the low to middle 60s. Upper 60s to around 70 by Tuesday. I'm Steve Pelletieri, Jr. reporting for WVOX Worldwide, WVIP HD.
Where many different voices are heard in the land.
Well, I think it appeals to a lot of people.
The Forum at 1460.
WVOX.
Back to the Daryl Davis Program on 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com. Join Daryl and his guests at 914-636-0110. Once again, well-known community activist Daryl Davis.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to the Daryl Davis Program on WVOX Worldwide. On the line, A.J. Woodson, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. Well,
I'm not trying to dominate the show or take over or nothing. I just, you know, I felt we needed to talk. And since I didn't have your number and he reached out to you, I figured I'm going to call the show and we're going to talk one-on-one. I mean, we can talk off the air or and whatever.
Yeah, no. This is, not, brother, this is fine. I mean, listen, let me say this right off the top. I am approachable and no one can ever say I'm not. A lot of times before I leave this studio, people call me offline to talk to me about something I said on the radio. My email is out there. My blogs are out there. Everybody has my cell phone number. So
right.
It's not hard to reach me. But like you, you know, you have to, you know, there's a certain way to address somebody. And again, and I don't want to harp on this. I'm trying to explain my reason for ignoring you guys.
Right.
Nobody just called me and said, hey, we didn't do that. Make a correct. It didn't happen. You guys sent me this email that didn't even invite me on the radio on your show and then launch this attack. And then the kicker was that you sent it to my enemies in Peekskill who were calling me a thug monkey on the forums up there.
Okay, well, I ain't know nothing about the thug. I don't know nothing about that part. When I do something, I get it out there. I'm trying to spread the word. And like I said,
that's okay.
This is all me. I wrote this because I felt that when you did that, you were taking down and discredit, because you were talking about irresponsible journalism and
yeah, but I named
press,
but I named who I was talking about.
I didn't want to be lumped into any of that. I didn't want there to be no mistake that AJ Woodson and Black Westchester, that's not who he's talking about. So let me be clear. So,
but you could have called in the show and did that like you're doing now.
Actually, my partner called in, so I didn't know that wasn't done until after the fact. When he got off the phone, he gave me the number, and I went to call. The show was over. I heard some metal music.
Right.
I didn't know that you were only for, because I honestly didn't know what time your show was. I was actually working on a story when Rich and several people texted me and tweeted me saying that you were saying, see, I can't take, but that's why I listened to the show first, because I heard worse things that you said that you didn't say, too. So I had to listen to it.
Right,
before.
Exactly. Things get embellished and blown out of proportion. But I don't have a problem with you, you know, trying to get me to correct the record. I just want you to be clear. The reason I ignored you, because I don't ignore people that I feel genuinely want to have dialogue. I don't do that. Matter of fact, I'm going to be meeting with some of these people that were on that forum calling me a monkey.
I think I met some in there. Something about Peekskill or something about the citizens of Peekskill or something.
Yes,
some page they
yes,
got in there.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Someone commented to me today. I guess they weren't a fan of yours. And they
I can guess the name. Brother, let me tell you something. if you look at my history, a 35-year history all over New York State, and just recently, Newburgh, Poughkeepsie, whether it's police brutality, housing, White Plains, New Rochelle, Mount Vernon, Peekskill. If you look at my history, we have demonstrations. We always get a big turnout. I've been on the radio for 18 years and write several blogs and have worked directly for Sharpton back in the day and Jesse. So, you know, my history, I'm not going anywhere. But, you know, given all of that, I only got really like one enemy. So you call the name. I know who it is. It's one person that's spreading all of this stuff. Same person. A stalker. You know, and so when that person is contacted, you know, and this stuff is spread among a small clique of people who were trying to gentrify Peekskill. And we fought back and beat that and were referred to as welfare queens and monkeys and monkey thugs. You don't want to be associated with that. But and so once I saw you guys tweeting to them, I said, there's an agenda here.
Let me be clear. And I told you, my agenda was that was the first person to do whatever, and I was going to make an example. And you know what? Maybe it was over, above, and above, beyond the call of duty.
It was, man.
My point, I'm sorry, you just had the misfortune of being the first one in the example. And you know,
with all due respect, I can make it with all due respect. If I swing back, then you really got to fight. Okay,
because no, no, no.
I'm not.
For that. That's what I said. Listen, I came. I said I'm gonna talk to you as a man. Where we go from here is up to you. But I came to you as a man. And again, we either will talk or we won't. But I came to your show to invite you to our show to give you an extension because I don't have your email address and I didn't send the email and I don't know if you responded. Maybe you didn't even get a chance to open it. I don't know if you see. I didn't know that you saw the site, that saw the page because I talked to Richard, so I didn't know that you saw the page. But
a few people.
And I wanted to make sure, and I purposely at the time, I honestly wanted to make sure you saw it. I'm being real. At that moment, I wanted to make sure you
and,
saw it.
But I don't have
Everybody
a problem with that, bro. I don't have a problem with that. But nobody's gonna bully me into going on a radio show, and that's what you guys were trying to do. You're tweeting to all my enemies. You're putting it in my
that was me. That wasn't y'all. That was absolutely
well whoever.
Cold.
Whoever, I'm not going to be.
It was one of those things that I was going to make an example so that nobody else.
But nobody
decided that they was going.
Okay, but I see that.
Credit. But you know, like I said, it was the whole crabs in a barrel conversation and the irresponsible media. And then when you say that's why you know, it was Black Westchester that reported it, and that's why we have those conversations, we clarify things here. That kind of made me feel when I heard you say it in that context. With the rest of your show, because I listened to the whole body of your show, that now you are putting me in with the irresponsible media that you were talking about and considering me maybe one of the crabs in the barrel.
I felt
some kind of way about that, and that's how I reacted.
I can't tell you how to feel, man, but I'm saying that your behavior was like there was an agenda. You're tweeting to my enemies, white folks that were calling me a monkey.
Be seen by everybody. That was my agenda. Make sure you saw it and everybody who ever heard of you saw it. That was my agenda, for real.
Okay.
That was my agenda.
And my agenda is not to cave into somebody trying to bully me.
Right.
So, you
but
know,
now from this point forward,
yeah.
I'm reaching out to you. Now we'll either talk or we don't. I understand if you don't speak to me or whatever, but I figured I would at least make an effort to come on your show and have a dialogue with you. And then what happens, happens.
Let's talk. Let's have another conversation off air. I'll be happy to come on your radio show. And that's all that you had to do in the first place. That's really how easy it is. I mean, as you said, that email went out. Next thing I know, somebody put in my Facebook, Darryl Davis this and Darryl Davis that and self-proclaimed and slant. You know, I'm like, come on, man. No one is going to treat me like that and think that I'm going to cave in. That's the problem. I mean, look at my history.
Well,
I'm not
at that point. I wasn't even trying to get you on the show. I was trying to get you back.
Okay, but as journalists, we gotta.
I felt like that wasn't acceptable.
Okay, but we can't. But we have to be responsible if we want other people to be responsible. Because there's a lot of people in the community who depend on me.
But again, I just felt that when you said our name, that wasn't responsible. That's why I acted the way.
I didn't slander anybody. You know. If there was an error, then just call and say, hey, it wasn't us. Look again. I mean, it's really as simple as that. You know, we all, as we're speaking, bro, I'm working with a woman whose mother is dying and she's living in an infested blah, blah, blah. And I've been working on this for the last, I don't know, couple of weeks or whatever. This is what I do when I'm not on the radio, you know. And so when you guys set out to destroy me, you're not hurting me because I'm fine. You're hurting these people that come to me to help them not get evicted, or they need a lawyer, or they need housing. You know, so that's what I'm saying when I say we got to be responsible. I would never attack you guys. I'm not attacking you guys. You guys could have been attacking me from now for 20 years. I wouldn't have said anything. But I'm not going to be bullied. There's a difference. All right?
No. Again, wasn't trying to bully you. Was trying to get you.
I got you, bro.
I felt that was irresponsible.
I'm sorry if you took it that way.
And again, no running from anything. That's what I did.
Yeah.
And I did it with that mentality that this was the first, like if you were in school, the first person that approached you, you got to put them down hard. Nobody else is going to bother you again.
I can't argue with that. That comes from another place, probably from how we grew up. But let's, and I get that, believe me. So listen, leave your phone number with the engineer when you hang up.
Okay.
And let's try to get together or at least talk sometime next week.
Definitely.
All righty?
Have a great show.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Hello? Yeah. All right. So I want to sincerely thank this brother for calling in because, you know, we don't have to. And actually, that was going to be my next segment about, you know, how I've talked to several people in Mount Vernon this past week. And kudos to Councilman Richard Thomas, who kind of got the ball rolling because he did call me after that program. And we agreed to have a meeting next week and work on bringing Mount Vernon forward instead of all this other stuff. Anyway, back shortly, folks. You're listening to the Darryl Davis Program on WVOX Worldwide.
He barely makes a dollar. His mother goes scrub the floors for many. And you best believe she hardly gets a penny.
With world and national news three times an hour, here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio, I'm Don Matheson. Police in Washington State say two people were killed in Marysville Filchuk High School. The gunman is one of the dead.
We understand from eyewitnesses that the gunman took the gun out of his backpack, walked up to a table of people that he apparently is friends with, two boys and four girls, and then started firing.
Fox's Dan Springer in Marysville. The AP reports four people wounded. The governors of New York and New Jersey issuing quarantine orders for travelers with Ebola contact in West Africa, and
Mayor Bill de Blasio says the reaction by New York's frontline Ebola responders was exactly what it should have been.
We've had clear and strong protocols from the beginning, and they have been followed.
And New Yorkers are not at risk of contracting the virus.
Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. Authorities say the remains found in rural Virginia are those of missing university student Hannah Graham. Fox News. We report, you decide.
There's more to Fox News Radio than meets the ear. Go behind the headlines and join the conversation on the hottest stories of the day on the Fox News Radio Facebook page. Be a part of the Fox News Radio Facebook fan community. Post comments and tell us your opinions. See behind-the-scenes photos and videos and post your reactions to the stories that matter to you. Click the like button on Facebook and connect with breaking news and features like Fox in the Fast Lane, House Call for Help, and more. Go to Facebook.com/Fox News Radio.
Weeknights, we're busting out a brand new lineup. First, market fraud, government abuse, corruption. At 5, nothing's off limits on money with Melissa Francis. Then, from bloated bank fees to consumer scams. At 6, Jerry's exposing the issues impacting your wallet. Plus, get smart market insight and trusted analysis you won't find anywhere else. At 7, Lou Dobbs is all business. And the first and last name in business, Cavuto. Shedding light on the biggest stories making headlines at 8. Only on the Fox Business Network, giving you the power to prosper.
All the great people at the Jeffrey Park Apartments in Scarsdale salute generations of soldiers who have fought for our country's freedom and ideals. These brave men and women left their families to fight for our country so that their children and grandchildren could grow up in a safe democracy. They've all shown an admirable patriotic devotion to this country. This from the families and our friends with the Jeffrey Park Apartments in Scarsdale. For rental information, call 793-5610 or visit ZemoRealEstate.com.
In the north end of New Rochelle, you'll find an absolutely top-notch printer, one of the very best in the entire county. Frank Maselli's Minuteman Press is known for its fine work far beyond the Sound Shore area. In fact, this particular Minuteman Press is easily the class of the fleet when it comes to full-service community printers. Located just off North Avenue in New Rochelle in the narrow Waikagil walkway across the parking lot from the A&P, Frank Maselli's Minuteman Press is a terrific resource for individuals and small to medium-sized companies who want something very special when it comes to printing. No matter how big or how small your needs, you get great skill and creativity from Maestro Maselli's master printers, all for very reasonable prices. From business cards to brochures, color copies, high-speed printing, informational booklets, and flyers, it's Minuteman Press down that walkway when you're heading to the A&P, offering quality printing at very good prices. Call Frank Maselli at Minuteman Press of New Rochelle, 914-576-0335. 914-576-0335.
A radio station where the call letters really mean something. Vox Populi, the voice of the people.
They really seem to care more than any other station.
AM 1460, WVOX.
WVOX.
Back to the Darryl Davis Program on 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com. Join Darryl and his guests at 914-636-0110. Once again, well-known community activist, Darryl Davis.
We're back, folks. You're listening to the Darryl Davis Program on WVOX. Excuse me, worldwide. You know, Wednesday we had our demonstration in White Plains. It was the National Police Brutality Day, and you know, that was actually the second police abuse rally we had in a couple of months. We had one a couple months ago in Peekskill in front of Senator Chuck Schumer's Peekskill office. Our agenda at the time, our goal was to show solidarity with the protesters in Ferguson, but to also shine the light on these killings and ask Senator Schumer to spearhead congressional hearings on the killings of people of color nationally by police officers. And my co-coordinator is a young woman named Taryn Gonzalez, who I met through Westpac, an organization I have a lot of history with. Many people in White Plains know who they are. And so I had contacted Taryn and said, hey, let's work together and do some grassroots organizing. And so we did that. And that demonstration was tremendously successful. Very well attended by black, white, Latino, young people, not so young people, high school students, just amazing, amazing. And so we then decided to have this demonstration, and we got together and we organized and we reached out to young people and what have you. And so we had it Wednesday. And the weather was not looking good. I mean, they were reporting nor'easters and all this other wild stuff. And as my partner and I were driving to the site, it started pouring. And we just started cracking all kinds of jokes. But we get there, and just an amazing turnout. Even for warm weather, amazing turnout. Now, what is my point in all this? Well, my point is that Westchester County is rising up, the grassroots. One of my problems has been with what I call the political class. It exists nationally, it exists internationally, nationally, and certainly in Westchester County. And so these issues of concern to poor people and people of color, all too often we go to middle class leadership to solve these problems, and therefore nothing really of substance happens. And so now that I'm seeing college students and high school students and other people of color from around the county who don't have, they don't really have a political agenda. They're not coming out there to say, vote for so-and-so. They want justice. They want to be a part of the process. They want change. And so I'm very proud to be a part of this. These students, grassroots activists, organizers, some people who have been in the movement for years, some people brand new. Now, now my voice is a little strained because that night we did not have a sound system because the police never approved the permit. And one of the things, as chairman of the Peekskill Committee for Justice, I've organized marches all over Westchester and other parts of New York State. I was the main the key organizer for a 170-mile march from Harlem to Albany over a two-week period, marching from city to city, having rallies all the way. Never applied for a permit. But your first priority is the safety of the people coming to your demonstration. And so the application was made. I don't know whether we got it or not. But to be safe, we didn't use any sound equipment. The wind was horrible. So I strained my voice a little bit. And I can still feel it, but it was well worth it. Now, next move, I had reported prior on the program that, we have a program. We have an agenda. We really want congressional hearings. We say it and we mean it. Now, Senator Schumer's office have indicated that, the only reason the meeting hasn't taken place yet is because the senator has been traveling, whatever. So I followed up with another email and another. And I actually physically went to his office and walked in, and the staff were like, "Oh, hello, Mr. Davis. We're not ignoring your emails. We just actually, this guy said he just got back from vacation. Something we heard 3 years ago when we went to them for help. But anyway, so we're pursuing this, and finally got an email saying, "Are you willing to meet with senior staff and someone from the Civil Rights Division before meeting with Senator Schumer?" My answer is absolutely, and I wrote this in an email, absolutely, but that does not take the place of the meeting with Senator Schumer. See, my problem here is that every time, and you can say I'm pulling a race card if you want, but all my regular listeners know I don't pull a race card, I pull the race deck. And so every time a white kid in the suburbs dies from heroin, Senator Schumer is ready to throw another $10 billion or something, 10 million or first 100 million. But, all of this and then they died. Somebody got sick from synthetic marijuana or something. And he passed a bill. And he wants a bill outlawing synthetic drugs. But while we're still dying, he's not saying anything. And New York State has had more than its fair share of police killings. And that's why I want him. And he's also the senior senator. He has a lot of power. I want him to be the senator of all the people. I want him to try to offer us some kind of federal redress. And it's not a hostile thing. Don't get it wrong. I don't have any hostility towards the senator or his staff. In fact, it's all, when I talk to those guys, it's all very cordial. We invited them to come stand with us at our demonstration as they were across the street counting how many people were there. I walked over and said, "Hey, come join us." So it's not a hostile thing. The meeting won't be hostile, but we do mean business. We are determined that we want to get to the root problem of these killings and take this nation in a different direction. And so I'm going to continue to report on our progress with Senator Schumer, our lack of progress. And we're also going to, I had already indicated to the senator's office that we're going to invite other civil rights groups in Westchester County to be a part of this meeting. We want a broad coalition. We want as many people as we can get behind this idea. Because I remember doing, I worked with Governor David Paterson when he was state senator, Patterson. I was one of the organizers for anti-bias legislation. How many years ago was that? I don't know. Long time ago. And it was just an amazing experience because the media reports literally 5% of bias cases, not much higher than that of police brutality. In fact, a lot less than 5% nationally of police brutality, and not even a healthy percentage of police killings. And I always say innocent. People don't know why I say that. Well, until you're tried, until you have a trial, you're innocent. I don't care if you got weed in your system. I don't care if you're running away, attacking them, whatever the case may be, you're innocent. And that's why I say that. You know, so I'm going to be following up and giving people reports on our next our next move there. For those of you who want to contact me and be a part of this or anything else, or you have any questions or comments about Darrell Davis program or issues in the community, my email is Davis, D-A-V-I-S dot Darrell, D-A-R-R-E-L-L, the number 2, at gmail.com. I've given it out many times on this radio program. So shoot me an email. And I want folks to be clear that I consider this program, although I'm the host, I consider this a program that belongs to the community. You know, those people that we in Committee for Justice help daily. You know, we don't just show up, you know, when there's a march or a demonstration. 8 days a week, we're helping people not get evicted. We're helping people deal with infestations. We're helping young kids get out of trouble, getting them lawyers. We're mediating. We're helping other communities form tenant groups. And so it's time consuming. And we're always welcoming more bodies on the field. Anyway, folks, that's it. We're out of time. You've been listening to the Darrell Davis program on WVOX Worldwide.
To keep them strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough.
You've been listening to the Darrell Davis Program on 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com. The Darrell Davis Program, presenting a variety of guests, political commentary, and issues of concern to the rich and the poor of Westchester County and beyond. Join us again next Tuesday afternoon at 3 for the Darrell Davis Program with well-known community activist Darrell Davis, only on 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com.